We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
About 8.5 minutes away from pregame for LSU baseball. The Tigers in Auburn taking on the War Eagle tonight at 7 o'clock first pitch, but the pregame gets rolling at 6:30. Until then, you've got Mark Menard and Steve Geller filling in for Bobby Hebert and Christian Garrick on Sports Talk. And now we bring into the radio huddle Aaron Fitt, the co-editor and national writer for D1Baseball.com. Aaron, thanks for joining us. How are you this evening?
I'm great, fellas. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. LSU with a big win last night, 8-3 over Auburn, and playing game number two tonight. How do you see the rest of this series shaking out for the Tigers? Do they have a chance to pull off a sweep on the road?
Well, yeah, I mean, they got a shot, certainly being up 1-0 in this series. And, I mean, I think they're the better team than Auburn. Auburn's obviously had a disappointing season. I think they're still dangerous. They've been competitive in a lot of those losses. And it's really hard to sweep anybody in the SEC. It's especially hard to sweep anybody in the road in the SEC. So, I wouldn't bet on a sweep on the road here, but they got a shot. And if they do, then, boy, they're right back in that regional hunt. I mean, they still would have work to do, but they'd be making up ground.
Yeah, you mentioned LSU being in that hunt for a postseason berth in the NCAA tournament. And it's got to be around, 13 games will probably get you in, and 14 is a definite?
Yeah, I would say 14 is very likely, and 13 is bubble. You know,
okay.
Typically we've seen teams that go 13 and 17 go either way. We've seen some get in, and we've seen some get out. It really depends in that case how you do in Hoover. That tends to take on added importance. So if you go to Hoover and you lose your first game, and then you're sitting there at 13 and 18, that's usually not a good position to be in. But if you win that first game and then you kind of get yourself into the weekend, it changes the dynamic a little bit.
The LSU Tigers going on the mound tonight for them will be A.J. Labus. But then you look at over across the on for Auburn, their pitcher's got like a 7.79 ERA. Do you expect the LSU bats to maybe take advantage of that early on and possibly tax that Auburn Tiger bullpen?
Who's Auburn starting? What's the name?
Let me see the name of the pitcher. Hold on. Sorry.
No worries. Well, I think obviously the LSU offense has been kind of a bright spot all season long. I mean, considering that was our major question mark heading into the year, right, was do they have enough experience in the lineup? And even without a lot of experience, those young guys, and honestly, Trey Morgan, Dylan Cruz, those guys are pretty special. And, the pitching has been more of a question mark than the offense, even, I would say, just from afar, as the season has transpired. So, we'll see how AJ bounces back this week. I know he struggled last week, but it's certainly a guy that I believe in, a veteran who's been around the block and has solid stuff. So, yeah, I like LSU's chances.
On the mound for Auburn tonight is Trace Bright. He's 4-4. It's 7.71 ERA, not 7.79. I misspoke.
Well, that's a guy that's got a really good arm, a second-year freshman. On a good day, you'll see him up to 94, 95 miles an hour with a wipeout breaking ball. But it's, obviously he's a work in progress. He's a younger guy that still kind of trying to learn the ropes in the SEC.
Aaron, we heard earlier in the week we spoke with Kyle Peterson from the SEC Network, and he kind of broke down some numbers for us that told us that LSU 13 SEC wins would be get them a lot closer into a lockdown regional spot. 14 wins would certainly get them in. I think 75% of the time an SEC team with 14 conference wins gets in. So do you think LSU is going to get to that number with the series they have left across the rest of the regular season? You got Auburn this weekend and then Alabama and then Texas A&M at 8 wins right now with, 2 games to go against Auburn. Can they get to those 13, 14 wins in your opinion?
Boy, it's starting to take shape for them. I mean, they're through the really rigorous part of the schedule. I mean, this is the part of the schedule where they've got to take advantage. Now, Alabama is no pushover. I mean, none of these teams are pushovers. None of them have had good years, but they're still, they're still SEC teams and they still have talent. And you know, kind of depends with Alabama what they're going to look like on the mound. How healthy are they going to be? They've been battling the injury thing. Really, their top four arms have been out, and we'll see. You know, how much Connor Prelip is available, how much Antoine John is available. That totally changes how difficult it is to win a series against Alabama, whether those guys are available or not. And you know, A&M's just been a disappointment, and we'll kind of see how much fight they've got left in them at the end of the year. But it's a coin toss for me. I mean, at this point, I still think it's so hard to win three straight series in the league, you know, at the end of a very challenging season for LSU, that I'm probably not going to bet on them to do it. But, I mean, how many times have we seen this from Palminari's teams over the years where they're kind of muddling along and that you get to May and then they reel off, you know, 15 wins in 16 games or something. I feel like every year they make a run this time of the year. So, you know, it wouldn't surprise me at all if they can pull this thing off.
Aaron, before we let you run, another big weekend series for Tulane as well. The Green Wave not ranked on the D1 baseball poll, but they are ranked in a couple of other publications, and they're at number 13, East Carolina. They got dropped earlier today in game one, 12-4. But how do you see that series playing out the rest of the weekend for the Green Wave?
Yeah, and that's where I am this weekend. I'm here in Greenville, and I watched that first game today, and it was ugly for Tulane. They kind of got just battered, you know, and with your ace on the mound, your All-American, Braden Oltoff, and you just didn't have it, you know, and ECU kind of piled on. ECU is a very explosive offensive team. They're a better defensive team than Tulane, and they're more athletic. And so I'm curious, you know, what Tulane's got for a counterpunch now. You know, from what I saw today, boy, the series isn't off to a great start. And when you lose like that with your guy on the mound, that can be tough to overcome, but it's a four-game series, and Tulane has proven pretty resilient this year.
Aaron Fitt, D1Baseball.com. Great publication. As always, very, very knowledgeable. I always feel very knowledgeable after I read what you guys write. So we appreciate what you guys do over there, and we thank you for joining us this afternoon.
All right, thank you, guys.
Winding down the final half hour here of Sports Talk, LSU baseball on the way real shortly here, about 2 minutes away from pregame. First pitch, 7 o'clock. And, of course, we would be remiss if we didn't mention the big festivities this weekend honoring all the mothers across this great country of ours.
Yes, my mother, obviously love you, Mom, and my son's great mom, Jessica, thank you, and happy early Mother's Day. We cannot wait to enjoy this Sunday after having a hectic last weekend with the draft.
Yeah, the wives took a back seat last weekend for both of us because we were hard at work here.
They always seem to be doing that for us, for sure.
They are saintly, to be sure.
Absolutely.
So happy Mother's Day, of course, to my mom as well and my wife, Amy, who does a great job with our two kids at home. We appreciate everything you guys do to help us out to come out here and cover sports for the masses. You are very much appreciated. So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there for this weekend. And LSU baseball coming up here. Game number 2 against Auburn. The Tigers big winners last night, 8-3. And now they got another shot, another bite at the apple tonight. They're going to try for a second win this weekend. They could win the series with a win tonight. They could get the sweep tomorrow. It's all laid out on the table for them if they just keep winning, which has been a tall task for them this season. But maybe they're finding their groove. We'll find out in just a few moments. For right now, thank you to Kevin Cassidy and Diane Newman. For Steve Geller, I'm Mark Menard saying keep your hopes up high and your head down low. LSU baseball is next. Stay right here. This is WWL.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.